This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. There is a profound proverb in the English language which goes as follows. Regardless of what people hurl towards you, you are surely responsible for the manner in which you retort. You can be bitter or better. Subhanallah, today we look at a verse of the Quran that gives us guidelines how to respond to someone who's hostile or uncouth or uncultured. Juz 29, chapter 73, verse 10. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bear patiently what they blurt, وَهْجُرْهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا and move on and leave their company in a polite and a dignified way. Undoubtedly, unfortunately, the most nasty things were said to the galaxy of Anbiya. In chapter 7, Juz 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how the nation of Nuh alayhi salam referred to Nuh as deviant, or the nation of Hud referred to Hud alayhi salam as insane. What was the response of both these prophets respectively? If somebody tells me you're a fool, what will I say to him? Go look in the mirror and you'll see a fool. If somebody tells me something nasty, I'll say, go say that to your family member. But subhanallah, see how measured and how calculated a prophet was. Ya qawmi laysa bi dalala, O my nation, I am not deviant. Ya qawmi laysa bi safaha, O my nation, I am not astray. And ironically, people who accuse the prophets or others of insanity, honestly speaking, when you look at their lives, they are probably the most insane individuals. What's the definition of insanity? مَنْ يَعْمَلُ مَا يَضُرُّهُ مَعَ عِلْمِهِ بِقُبْحِهِ Someone who repeatedly indulges in something harmful, knowing the fact that it is harmful. A person by the name of Dhimad came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said that I heard you are insane and I can treat you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was silent, calm and composed. And then he just said, are you done with what you needed to say? And he said, yes. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, Alhamdulillahi ahmaduhu astaeenu. He read some stanzas in the Arabic language. And this person said, A'id hadhihi al-kalimat. Repeat these words. This is the pinnacle of excellency and the pinnacle of eloquence. And then he said, Halumma yadak. Give me your hand. And he took the shahada. My teacher had once said to me, when a fool speaks to you, don't stoop so low to retort in a like manner. He has nothing to lose, and if you display that vulgar like him, you have everything to lose.